Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall forever be upon my lips. You're tuned into the principle of prosperity. We're breaking the stronghold of poverty in the name of Jesus. And I want to welcome you and thank you for listening to this message at this time, whatever time it is you're listening to it. Because you're going to be blessed, because God has taken us from the pit to the palace as we grow and learn and do the word of God and believe his word. So my name is Ann Strickland, and I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus and yield myself to the Holy Spirit. Father, I just thank you and praise you for this time. I thank you for this opportunity to represent you here on earth in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare your kingdom to come on this earth as it is in heaven. There's no lack, there's no poverty on this earth, in heaven, and there will not be any in your people. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare it. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. My subject tonight is money in your mouth. Money in your mouth, Mark 11:23. But 11:22 says, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, that's you, me, and all of us, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Believe it and speak it. And this is why we have to learn to speak what we want to happen, not what is happening and what we see. We're going to learn to stop saying and repeating and putting into the atmosphere what we see and what's happening. We are going to move from the pit to the palace. Because I feel deep in my spirit right now that God wants us to prosper. His word says, I desire or I pray or I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, how is money in your mouth? By confessing it. See, you have the power and authority and the ability to speak it into being. As I just read, Mark 11:22-23. But keep that faith, keep the faith. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing again and again. In the words says, truly I tell you, whosoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it's going to be done. In the name of Jesus. So it goes on to say, for this reason, I'm telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it's granted to you, and you'll get it. As verse 24. See, prayer is talking to God, coming in agreement with his will for you. Because his will for you is to have wealth. His will for you is to be the lender, not the borrower. His will for you is to give and help people. His will for you is to live a great life, a royal life, like royalty. But he said treasures will be in your house. So when you remind God or speak God's promises and believe, doubting nothing, you shall surely have what you say. It may not come instantly fast, but it will surely come to pass. Say it. Thank God for it. Confess it continually. Start thanking God for it before you see it. That's your faith. That's exercising your faith. And as Dr. Leroy Thompson says, money cometh to me now. Money cometh to me now. Money cometh to me now in the name of Jesus. He started saying that before he had the money. But the money came. But he didn't sit down and do nothing. He just kept doing the will and work of the Lord and money. And look where he is now from when he started. Glory to God. And, you know, I'll tell you something. You know, I used to say this and lead people through this confession and say the money cometh, but in the back of my mind, I have, you know, it just didn't sound right to me. It didn't sound spiritual. And until one morning, early in the morning during my devotion, I read Matthew 17:27, which says, notwithstanding, lest we offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee. That's the King James Version. And as I read that verse several times, words started opening up to me. The first word was offend, because it was tax time, and they didn't have the cash money then, but Jesus wanted to pay the tax. He didn't want to offend the people. So he said, you know, he said to Peter, go. Then he said, go to the sea. Cast in a hook. See, you have to do something. You have to make a move. You have to do something. And the next word became fish. He said, first cometh. And you know, the first fish that cometh, he'll open his mouth. Glory to God. And he'll have money in it. That's Matthew 17:27. And then he said, take the money and give. For me and thee. Now, I wrote this back in 2007, but I'm getting some more revelation on this right now. Money, even though we're going to have tons of it, millions and billions, because it's not going to stop coming. Here it says, take and give. Whoa. He didn't say take it and hold on to it. Take it and give, like paying your tithes or helping people. That works for me. It's working for me. And he doesn't want you to be poor. He doesn't want you to give everything away, but he wants you to sow seeds. He wants you to help people. He's showing you that money is a tool in your hand to do the work of the kingdom for the glory of God. Because the next one that says that I have here on this note says, for me and thee. Your giving is representing God, and your giving is representing you, the God in you. Glory to God. This, thank you, Holy Spirit. He's opening up to me this now that I didn't even think that way back then in 2007. So we are supposed to be the givers. We're supposed to be the lenders and not the borrowers. We're supposed to help the poor. But he didn't say we were going to be poor. Glory to God. He wants us to have, he said, wealth and riches shall be in our homes, and our children will be successful. generations, we're going to leave legacies in the name of Jesus. So speak to that mountain of lack and insufficiency and command it to be gone and cast into the sea and command money to come into your home now. Say, money thou art loose to come into my home. Everything I put my hands to do, I shall succeed and I shall prosper. I'm successful. Glory to God. So whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Money, thou art loose. Glory to God. I'm telling you, and what I'm wanting to do right now, no, before I do that, I want to read Zechariah to you. Because we're at time now, I want you really to get it in your spirit that God wants you wealthy. He wants you to have the best. It's his heart. You're his representative. And you have to start thinking wealth. Start getting a desire to live a prosperous life. Start thinking, I want to have the best car. I want to have the best home. I want to have the best furniture. I want to have the best clothes. I want to eat the best healthy foods. I want the best because you're royalty and you're supposed to have the best. Zechariah 8:12 says, for the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give its fruit. The ground shall give her increase. And the heavens shall give her dew. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. That's the King James Version. The Message Version of Zechariah 8, 11, 12 through 13. But things have changed. I'm taking the side of my core of surviving people. Sowing and harvesting will resume. Vines will grow grapes. Gardens will flourish. Dew and rain will make everything green. My core survivors will get everything they need and more. They've gotten a reputation as the bad news people, you people of Judah and Israel. But I'm coming to save you. From now on, you're the good news people. Don't be afraid. Keep a firm grip on what I'm doing. This is a promise from God. If you believe the Bible, believe God's word. And I want you to listen to these confessions. Listen to this message. It starts saying it over and over and over again. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about other things and speaking other things. It's not bringing us what we need. And we haven't been aware of it, but it's causing what we don't need to hang around us. So I'm going to go through this prayer, confession of prosperity. Since I seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all the things I need in life are added to me. God has already supplied all my needs according to his riches in glory. God is my source. I declare that Jehovah Jireh is my source. he has already seen and provided. I'm a tither and I give offerings. I have submitted to the word of God. I'm a doer of the word of God. I am set under authority. I now speak to those under my authority. Satan, go. Angels, come. I say to one, go, and he goes. I say to one, come, and he comes. Do this, and he does it. Sickness, go. Healing, come. Lack, go. Finances, come. Plenty, come. Running over. Fear, go. Sound mind, come. Depression, go. Sound mind and peace, come. Better jobs, come. Raises, come. Promotion, come. Increase, come. Business, come. I speak to lack. Lack of finances. Lack of clothing. I speak to you. Lack of transportation. I speak to you. If God be for me, you cannot be against me. Be removed from my life and be cast into the sea. Provision, food, finances, bill money, tax money, rent money, favor, increase, I speak to you. Come into my life now. Come into the life of my family. Financial blessings, come upon me and overtake me. I have given, so all grace is abounding toward me. I'm a giver. I'm a sower. Therefore, I'm a reaper. Harvest day has arrived. Jesus became poor on the cross so that I could become rich. Prosperity is part of my atonement and spiritual right. I resist lack and poverty in the name of Jesus. I will not live below my covenant rights and privileges. Today will be filled with blessings from God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. That's your prosperity confession. Now here is a debt cancellation confession. Lord, thank you that I'm blessed because I do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly nor stand in the way of sinners nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But I delight in your law, Lord. And in your law, I meditate day and night. And I shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season. My leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever I do, I shall prosper. That's Psalm 1 verses 1 through 3. Father, I thank you that you have final authority over my finances. I commit them to you in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for your Son Jesus and the power that is in his name. The name of Jesus has power to remove all financial burdens and to destroy all financial yokes. In the name of Jesus, praise his holy name. So in the name of Jesus, my financial breakthrough, I speak my financial breakthrough into existence suddenly. And I thank you, Father God. Just as you spoke the world into being in Genesis, because I'm made in your image. And I will not quit or give up, because I shall reap if I faint not, because I walk by faith and not by sight. I decree and declare that I owe no man anything but to love one another. I release my prosperity angels to go forth now and suddenly bring to pass the words of God that I have spoken in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, in advance. I receive my debt-free status now, suddenly, in Jesus' name. I am debt-free, debt-free, debt-free. Father, I thank you for the financial abundance that is. Mine. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the financial abundance that is mine. Because Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you now for your word, the words that I've spoken, that they will not return void, but they will accomplish that's where they've been sent, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that the body of believers will move from the pit to the palace financially. And I decree and declare that spirit of lack and insufficiency and poverty is broken in the name of Jesus. Giving you all the praise, honor, and glory, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Now I want to talk to you people about what God is doing. You've heard about the Healing School of Financial Prosperity. It's time now for you to come to that. Those classes, the classes are free. You can't deny the testimonies as a result of the people coming, hearing the word, being anointed, and praying, God has used me in this area for the financial change, for prosperity in the body of believers. And with this Healing School of Financial Prosperity, you will learn and understand why God wants you wealthy, why you're supposed to be wealthy. You're not supposed to be poor. Poverty is not humility. Poverty is a curse. And as a believer, you have been redeemed from the curse. And you're supposed to be prosperous. God has given each one of you gifts and talents and business minds, all kinds of things, but every God-given gift that you have in you, each one of you have a gift. Wealth follows every God-given gift. So I encourage you to come to the classes Saturday morning at 10 o'clock and learn God's covenant promise of prosperity, why God wants you to prosper, wisdom in prosperity, and prosperity in the end times. These are the four topics that are covered And this class is for you if you have been struggling financially, if you have experienced loss or lack of business, you business people, and if you want to have a clear understanding of how and why God wants you to prosper. The address is here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're close to the highways. It's easy to get to. It's the Gateway Building, located at 3751 Island Avenue, in the Empowerment Center, Suite 100. It's right on the first floor. There's a parking lot. You don't have to pay for parking. The classes are free. If you have an offering to give, I accept it. I receive it, or seed to sow. It's up to you. I'm working for Almighty God. But I strongly advise you to come and have other people come. Tell people about this, because the testimonies are undeniable. I'm in this place because of someone that I've prayed for and spoke to and anointed, and I end up here in this awesome building. It's not a piece of junk. It's nice. The Gateway Building at 3751 Island Avenue, the Empowerment Center, Suite 100 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We're close to the airport also, if anyone wants to fly in. In the name of Jesus. Looking forward to seeing you. You can call me or text me on 215-806-4879. That's 215-806-4879. You can text me and let me know you're coming. And bring somebody with you. You need to tell your children, senior citizens, you need to come out and hear this and share and move to your wealthy place. It's not over for you. I'll be 84 years old tomorrow. Glory to God. Life begins at 84. So you're not too old, okay? Now, the next thing, guess what? I love this. Ann Strickland, travel agent, vacation travel. I'm telling you, you know, sometimes you think God has a sense of humor. Now, I just got into this last month. But go to my website, annstrickland.com, and pull that up. That's annstrickland.com. I believe this is God saying to the body of believers, it's time for us to move into the wealthy place quickly, quickly, and without struggling and without a whole lot, and having fun in doing it. And that's what this vacation travel is. It's a fun business, a fun business. So get in touch with me and be excited about what God is doing. So be sure to check my website out on the internet and think about it. Okay, or if you want to go on vacation, pull it up. It's the same as Priceline. Same thing as Priceline. Same, very same. So God bless you. You're blessed and highly favored. And if you don't know Jesus as Lord, receive him into your life now. Ask him to come into your life so you can move into the wealthy place with joy and peace. You're going to have some problems, but you get through those. But you will never regret the change, like I have never regretted the change in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.